We finally come to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, discussing Bhava Bhakti. We can turn to page 101 in the verse book. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryang Susamya Bhak Ruchi Bis Chitta Masrinya Krid Aso Bhava Uchyate. When devotional service is situated on the transcendental platform of pure goodness, it is like a ray of the sunlight of love for Krishna. At such a time, devotional service causes the heart to be softened by various tastes, and it is called bhava. Now, Shuddha Sattva is the internal potency of Krishna. And just as the external energy has three divisions, goodness, passion, and ignorance, similarly the spiritual energy also has three divisions, which correspond to eternity, knowledge, and bliss. The potency of eternity or existence is Sandini. The potency of knowledge is Samvit. And the potency of pleasure is Ladini. So here specifically, bhava comes with the samvit and ladini shaktis. And vishesha means the essence of them. The essence of them is bhava. Now, in the definition of sadhana bhakti, what is the definition of sadhana bhakti? Anyway,
engaging minds and senses in the service of Krishna, and it must bring about bhava.
Yes. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhava sa sadhanabhida. Nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam riddhi sadhyata. Now it says here that bhava is nitya siddhasya. That means it is eternally present. But prakatyam, it is awakened or manifest by sadhana. In other words, bhava is eternal. It is not produced or created by sadhana. It exists eternally. Then, what is the relationship between sadhana and bhava? The example is given that during one astrological or astronomical configuration called Swati Nakshatra, when the rain falls on an oyster, he produces a pearl. When rain falls during Swati Nakshatra, and if the rain falls on an oyster, he will produce a pearl. Actually, the rain from Swati Nakshatra, if it falls in the navel of a deer, he will produce musk. If it falls in a particular place on the head of an elephant, he will produce a jewel. Same thing with a cow, that's called Gorochan, and same thing with a snake. So when Shuddha Sattva comes in contact with the seed of bhava within the heart, then bhava becomes manifest. Shuddha Sattva means Vadini Shakti and Samvit Shakti. And where do they come from? They come from the heart of a ragatmika devotee or Krishna. The practitioner engages in sadhana, but simply by engaging in sadhana, he may not get bhava, because as we read in the beginning, that bhava is rare because it's given by Krishna, and Krishna does not give it easily. Even after the devotee practices for a long time, still he has to pass many tests, and then when Krishna is satisfied, he will give it. Krishna means generally the devotee of Krishna, through the devotee of Krishna. For example, if I have water and you're thirsty and you come to me and beg for water and pray for water, I may or may not give it. But if you don't come and ask for it, definitely you won't get it. But if you come again and again and ask for it and pray for it, you may get it. And if I'm pleased, then I will give it to you. So by our own efforts in sadhana, we may get it, but not exactly by our own efforts. But when Krishna or some Vaishnav is pleased with our efforts, then he may give it. And Atma means the self. When bhava comes, it becomes completely identified with the self. In other words, the self becomes completely full of bhava. Just like fire in iron. When fire enters iron, the iron doesn't act like iron anymore. It acts like fire. But it is iron. But fire has entered the iron. And the whole quality of iron has been changed by the fire. So similarly, when bhava is manifest, when Shuddha Sattva comes and bhava is manifest, then the whole being of the person is completely infused with bhava. And therefore, the body of the spiritual master or the Vaishnav is considered spiritual. It's not cremated when the soul leaves the body, but it's put in samadhi. And therefore, by associating with the Vaishnav, one can get the energy of bhakti from him, because he's completely saturated with bhava. Every part of him, inside and outside, is completely permeated by bhava. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Sur Yung Su Samyabhak. And it is like a ray from the sun of Prema. In other words, just like everything is dark, but about an hour before sunrise or a little while before sunrise, some rays of light will come. So when the rays of light come before the sun appears, we know that the sun will appear very soon. So similarly, when the first rays of the sun of Prema appear, in other words, when Bhava appears, we know that Prema will follow very soon. Because Prema is just the intensified form of Bhava. Then, Ruchi bi Chitta Mashrinya. The heart is softened by various tastes. We discuss that bhakti by nature is soft. And if we adulterate karma or jnana or yoga with bhakti, then the heart may become hard. Because, you know, working for material enjoyment or trying to enjoy independently makes the hard heart. Or engaging in arguments, speculations, discussions can make the hard heart. Or artificial austerities can also make the heart hard. But here when the devotee becomes more mature in devotional service, the heart becomes very soft. And this ruchi be different tastes. What are the different tastes that soften the heart? One is the desire for direct service to Krishna. Intense desire. These are intense desires. In fact, bhava is full of intense longing. At the end of the section, we find that bhava is full of intense longings. So what are the intense longings? One intense longing is for direct service to Radha and Krishna. Another intense longing or desire is to give pleasure to Krishna. And another intense desire is to have a loving relationship with Krishna. Radha. So these desires are full of ecstasy. And they make the heart melt. So this is bhava. Then Rupa Goswami gives some evidence from the scriptures about bhava. And then he says, and Srila Prabhupada also explains it in brief, that bhava gives pleasure in two ways. Because Shuddha Sattva means Samvit and Ladini. So by Samvit, one is able to know the personality of Godhead and his associates in Goloka Vrindavan. So by Samvit and Ladini, or especially by Samvit, Krishna is revealed in the stage of bhava. So by bhava, Krishna is revealed, and therefore one can have one can taste ecstasy by the fact that Krishna is revealed. But bhava itself has ladini shakti, and by ladini shakti the devotee relishes pleasure also, bhakti ras. So bhava reveals Krishna, and by the revelation of Krishna the devotee experiences bliss. But bhava itself, being being the cream of ladini shakti, also itself allows the devotee to taste bliss. Now, how can bhava be gotten? Who can answer? Rigid execution of devotional service, which has two categories, Vairi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. One can get bhava either by execution of Vairi Bhakti or Raganuga Bhakti. And how else? Yes, by special mercy of the Lord or the devotee. Now, the immediate causes, not causes, but the immediate stages that lead up to bhava are ruchi and asakti, taste and attachment. So by performance of sadhana, when one gets ruchi, and ruchi turns into a sakti, that leads to the manifestation of bhava. So here there's some difference between, little difference between bhava attained by Vairi Bhakti and bhava attained by Raganuga Bhakti. Because in Vairi Bhakti, first there will be Shraddha. Then, after offenses and anarthas and impediments are cleared, there will be nishta. And then, after nishta, will come ruchi and asakti, and then bhava. So there is some gradual process, stage by stage, removing so many obstacles and finally coming to nishta, then after nishta, ruchi and ashakti and bhava. But in Raganuga Bhakti, one will come immediately to the stage of ruchi, because Raganuga Bhakti means some spontaneous attraction with pleasure. One good example is Bilva Mangal Thakur. Bilva Mangal Thakur, as you know, was born in an aristocratic Brahmin family, and he had a pious beginning. But later he fell in love with one prostitute named Chintamani, and he was madly in love with her. Practically, she was the only thing that he could think of. And one rainy night, stormy night, he wanted to meet her. And he made so much endeavor to meet her, taking so much trouble. And when he finally met her, she pushed him away from her in the direction of Krishna consciousness. She said that, "You are so attached to this body You have no attachment for Krishna, but you're so attached to this body, which is simply a bag of blood and so many things. And if you could actually see under the skin, you would be disgusted. So you shouldn't be attached to the material body, but rather you should be attached to Krishna. Now, Bilva Mangal had some past pious activities or some previous advancement in devotional service. So when he heard the words of the prostitute, his greed for Krishna's service became awakened. And he immediately started to cry, like in ecstasy. Actually, if he didn't have attachment for Krishna, he would have cried in misery. But actually, he was crying in ecstasy, and he immediately left. And he had so much taste that immediately he was singing songs about Krishna. Actually, Chintamani had taught him many songs about Radha and Krishna and the gopis. And he was immediately had so much taste for them. And very quickly, Ruchi, Asakti, and Bhava. On the way to Vrindavan, he realized Krishna. He became blind, but on the way to Vrindavan, Krishna personally came and took him by the hand and led him to Vrindavan. So in Vaidhi Bhakti, there are so many stages. But in Raganuga Bhakti, one will come immediately to Ruchi. And Ruchi and Asakti are the immediate stages that lead to the manifestation of Bhava. So Rupa Goswami gives examples of both. He gives quotations for both. One is quoted in the verse book, so we can read it. This is well, first he gives the example of Narada, some quotations about Narada, that by the association of the saints, hearing their instructions about devotional service and serving them, Narada was blessed by Bhava. So he's an example of someone who got Bhava by Vaidhi Bhakti. And the other example Rupa Goswami gives is of one girl named Chandrakanti. And she danced all night to obtain the favor of Krishna. So here the explanation is that she was seeing the image of Krishna, either in her mind or in deity form. And she was thinking of pleasing him by dancing throughout the whole night, in the mood of the gopis, who also please Krishna by dancing. So she is the example of someone who attained Bhava by Raganuga Bhakti. So here we come to on page 102 in the verse book, very important verse. Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti ritkarna prasayana katha sajoshanad asvapabhargavartmani shadha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in a society of devotees, and it is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. Satam prasangat mamavirya samvida bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata. It is sweet both for the ears and for the heart. It gives pleasure to the ears and to the heart. Tajoshanad Ashvapavarga Vartamani Shraddha Rati Bhakti Anukramishiti. So by hearing from pure devotees, Shraddha, Rati, and Bhakti follow one after the other. So here Shraddha means the various stages of sadhana bhakti, ado shraddha, and especially asakti. Then after shraddha or asakti comes rati. Rati means bhava. And after rati comes prema. Here bhakti means prema. So hearing is so important. Hearing from pure devotees. By hearing from pure devotees, one can get shraddha, rati or bhava, and prema, one after the other. So the hearing process always continues. Srila Prabhupada commented that some Vaishnavas, or so-called Vaishnavas, give up the process of chanting and hearing. At some stage they think they're very advanced, and they give up the process of chanting and hearing. But actually the process of chanting and hearing goes throughout, and it brings one higher and higher.
Can you say that one will, in a certain stage, will be clear that when someone follows Bhakti, he will not transfix to Radha Bhakti, or the Radha Bhakti can be awakened in any stages of purification?
It can come at any stage. In one sense, Bilva Mangal Thakur had no stage. He was debauchee, in one sense. But by the association of Chintamani, who was a Rasik Vaishnav, his greed was awakened. His taste was awakened.
If someone comes to a sadhana, to a bhakti, to a shakti, come to the higher stages, so sadhana, so he will continue this sadhana path, or he can always, by association, with
sadhana? Yeah, by association. He needs the association of some Raganuga Vaishnav. Then if he gets the association of some Raganuga Vaishnav, he can get taste or greed for Raganuga.
I would think that that would be included in the eligibility for Raganuga Bhakti, but it's not being eliminated, that the need for the association.
What is the eligibility for Raganuga Bhakti?
In the power you have two, the covered business, it's not dependent on scripture.
Okay. So, greed for the mood of service of one of the associates of Krishna, where does it come from? How does it become awakened or manifest?
As an association for that.
Yeah, by hearing about the pastimes of Krishna. Well, if one had the association of a Rasika Vaishnav in the past life, and if one had greed for Raganuga Bhakti in the past life, then even if he hears an ordinary devotee speak, it may be awakened. But unless the greed was there from the past life, if the greed has to be awakened in the present life, then definitely he has to hear from a Raganuga Vaishnav.
Can you really say that Chintamani is a Raganuga Vaishnav?
Well, it is said that she was his spiritual master from before. Or sometimes it's said that his spiritual master spoke to him through Chintamani. But she definitely had potency.
How do we understand this statement in the Lincoln Fellowship? It says there's a gradual development of the ambition to become like a particular devotee, and this activity is called Rakamivit. We must always remember, however, that such eagerness is followed in the footsteps of the damsel's bride. It's not possible unless one is free from material contamination. And following the two principles of devotion service, there's a stage called Anantamavritti, which means this disappearance from material contamination. So it seems to indicate that until one has gotten to the point of Anantamavritti, one cannot give up the process of Rakamivit. So,
I said ruchi. I said ruchi. That's even more than an affinity. But generally, the heart should be free from material contamination, and then greed will come. But it may happen that even before the heart is free from material contamination, greed may come and purify the heart. Actually, in Jiva Dharma, the word used is nirguna. Nirguna means free from the material modes. That the heart should be free from the material modes before greed can come. But greed itself is nirguna. Greed itself is beyond the material modes. So if greed comes, that itself is beyond the three modes. So yeah. If real greed comes, then the devotee must be on the platform of ruchi. Because greed means taste. Intense greed means intense taste. No, any problem? No, generally what you said is true. The heart should be free from material contamination. Greed generally would come after anartha nivritti. But greed can come at any stage. And if it does come, then it will carry the person beyond anartha nivritti immediately.
The sense Bhava Mangal Thakur's example is exceptional because he already had qualifications from his past life. So it was revived by hearing.
But it still establishes the principle that if one gets greed, then the greed will immediately bring him to ruchi. If someone has greed, he doesn't think what stage he's in. He just wants what he wants. If he's thinking, what stage am I in? Is it appropriate for me now? It means he doesn't have real greed. The same example, that if someone wants rasgulla, and he's determined to get it by hook or by crook, that is greed. But if he looks in his pocket and he says, oh, I don't have enough money, I can't purchase it, that is not real greed. So if he thinks that this is so high and I'm so low, how could I ever achieve it? It's hopeless. It's impossible. It's not real greed.
It's almost like a special mercy that appears before an earthly divinity. Is that in fact what it is? It's a coming from the grace of revelation?
Yes.
So
correct.
And then at mercy, it quickly elevates him to Bhava. So then this is like a precursor to Jivitava.
No, it elevates him to Ruchi and to Sakti. Well, if he gets some more mercy. Yes. Well, same example. If you're thirsty and you want water, and if I have water, then you'll come to me and beg for water. But if you're not thirsty, then you won't ask for water. So one should have some thirst. And the thirst will lead him to perform certain activities. And by the performance of certain activities and the mood of service, one may get the mercy. He will get the mercy. So the same thing, we need both, our own practices and mercy.
But if somebody starts to show the symptoms of thirst before they come past the state of the mountain prison, then would that not be kind of improper? Because to receive the degree, you have to show that you're hungry. But if you start to act in that way before one is past the state, then is that improper or is that not improper?
Now, if one has thirst, then he should go for water. But if he just sees, oh, everyone else is drinking water, I should also drink water, and he actually has no thirst, then what's the use? He should work hard, and by working hard, he'll become thirsty, and then he can ask for water. He's saying that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna Prema Pradayate. So is he giving that greed? Well, we could say so. Because actually he has given Krishna Prema, especially through the Goswamis. And the Goswamis have written books that will help us to awaken greed, which is ultimately the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He gave mercy to the Goswamis and they have given the mercy to us. So by hearing the pastimes of Krishna from some Rupanuga Vaishnav, then one can get greed. And then again, the process, Lord Chaitanya has made the process easy also. He gave the process to the Goswamis, and then we can advance quite nicely just by following the footsteps of the Goswamis. Otherwise, without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Goswamis, it would be very difficult. Very difficult.
The verse you give us to study, Padyavali, in which the Goswami explains about how to get the Krishna Bhakti Ras. He said that this lowly is the price to be paid So I don't understand clearly this analogy, because generally when price, we speak about price, it's something that, first of all, like we have money and we pay the price. And second, like price is kind of connected to some sort of suffering when you have to pay something. But you just mentioned that actually this loading, this greed, is pleasure, is taste, it's based on taste. So how this price can be understood, you have to pay this price of loading.
Okay. Suppose I let you have a taste of rasgulla. So the taste of rasgulla is full of pleasure. Then I take away the rasgulla. Then you're longing to taste it again. And weeping, crying, rolling on the ground. So that's the taste is full of pleasure. And the longing is full of pleasure in a certain way, but it's also full of pain. But not ordinary pain. In the stage of sadhana, we can get some taste from hearing, but in the stage of bhava, he actually gets some glimpse of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. So what taste he will be experiencing. And then when it disappears, what pain he'll be experiencing, wanting to get it back. So that's the whole principle of separation. By feeling separation, one's spiritual advancement becomes enhanced and accelerated. But if there's no taste, then there can't be any separation. Spiritual master. I saw him. I spoke to him. I served him. I took some of his remnants, and so on. So I can feel some separation. But if I never met him, then I wouldn't be able to feel the same separation. So there should be some experience, which in the beginning, you know, comes from hearing and association, and later comes from revelation. And that will create the mood of separation. Yeah, greed will lead to intense feelings of separation. Because one wants to serve Radha and Krishna. But he's not able to yet. So he's feeling separation. Well, Sandini just means existence. Yeah. I mean, in the spiritual world, all of the various objects are manifest or sustained by Sandini. But the real elements of bhakti are Samvit and Vladini. By Samvit one knows Krishna, and by Vladini one can give pleasure to Krishna and experience pleasure in Krishna consciousness.
Bhava is eternally existent, but then when it's infused, you know, when one comes in contact with a Bhakta, then it kind of touches it off, or how does that work?
You're talking about bhava? Well, anyway, the same principle would operate in relation to greed also. But yeah, it's the same example that the rain falls in Swati Nakshatra, and when it falls on an oyster, a pearl is produced. The two have to meet. Shuddha-sattva and the eternally existent bhava within the heart to manifest it. I mean, there's also the story of the poor son of the rich father who left a buried treasure for him. But he died before he could tell him where it was. So then one astrologer came and he said, "You have a very great treasure here, but and your father left it for you, but he died before he could tell you where it is." So then he told him where it was and how to get it. But it was there. And by following the directions of the astrologer, he got the treasure, which was already there. So one could say that by performing sadhana bhakti, the bhava, which was already there, becomes discovered. Or you could say it's like a seed. The seed is there, and it's watered by Shuddha-sattva. And when it's watered by Shuddha-sattva, it becomes manifest. Anyway, everything will be revealed when the time comes. We don't have to, like, tax our brains too much. Actually, many things are revealed by chanting, especially chanting. And, you know, if we tax our brains too hard, then we may get disturbed in our brains. So we should hear. The main thing is to hear. And hearing, even without understanding, is all right. Then later on, by chanting, by rendering service, some thought will come to mind, you know, some realization will come to mind. Just by virtue of, you know, chanting and serving. And then it will be clear. Karta, Prabhu, would you like to say anything? Okay, so we have one more day to pass through Bhava Bhakti. Day after tomorrow we have to come to Prema Bhakti. So we need a lot of mercy.